All right. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show absolutely dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. My name is Alex Mason and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me. And we are talking today about levered versus unlevered free cash flow in the context of firm value. This is going to be a response to a listener question. If you have a question about a particular concept or a recruiting question, feel free to email me. I don't even know what I just said. Feel free to email me at investmentbankinginsights@gmail.com. That's investmentbankinginsights@gmail.com. Link is in the show notes to this episode. Ray had a question about an episode way back, episode 90, levered versus unlevered free cash flow in your discounted cash flow model. And his question is this: when you take the difference of the unlevered value of the firm and the levered value of the firm, is the difference the tax shield? Is the difference the tax shield? And my answer to you, Ray, is no. So remember, if we think about these concepts at a very fundamental level, what is levered value of the firm? Levered value of the firm, remember, is based on this concept of levered free cash flow. So the cash flow available to the equity holders. Contrast that with the unlevered value of the firm, which is cash flow available to both equity holders and debt holders. So the difference between these two firm values is, by definition, is the debt of the firm plus your preferred stock plus your non-controlling interest minus your excess cash. The unlevered value of a firm, that's the same as the enterprise value. That's enterprise value, right? Looking at unlevered free cash flow. The levered value of a firm, it's the same as the equity value. So now that we know this and we've defined these things, we can just use the formula for enterprise value in order to figure this out. So remember our formula for enterprise value. So enterprise value equals equity value plus debt plus your preferred stock plus your non-controlling interest minus your cash. That's the equation, what we've covered a few times here on the show. Now, if we go ahead and look at the differences between the unlevered value of the firm and the levered value of the firm, what is that? Well, levered value of the firm is equity value, and unlevered value of the firm is enterprise value. So we can just move that one variable from one side of the equation to the other to get enterprise value minus equity value on the left-hand side. That is equivalent to debt plus preferred stock plus non-controlling interest minus cash. So debt plus preferred stock plus non-controlling interest minus cash is equivalent to the difference between the enterprise value and the equity value. Now, Ray, in your question, you brought this term tax shield. The concept of a tax shield, for everyone listening who hasn't heard that term before, this relates to the use of debt in an enterprise to write off the taxes because of interest payments. And I see where you're going with this question. The debt that a firm has does act as a tax shield because it helps you pay lower taxes because you're paying more interest. But we also can't forget about the other components of the firm's capital structure. Now, if a firm doesn't have any preferred stock, they don't have any non-controlling interest, and they don't have any excess cash, then the answer to your question is yes. The difference between EV, enterprise value, and equity value is the debt of the firm, which does act as a tax shield. So in a way, the answer to your question is yes, but the answer is not as clean or cut and dry as that, because you can have different changes within the capital structure. Okay, Ray, I hope that answers your question. And for anyone else who was curious about that, I hope that answers it. Again, if you have questions, go ahead and email me, investmentbankinginsights@gmail.com, and I'll answer them here live on the show. So with that, we'll get into some more topics tomorrow. And I'll see you next time. Thank you so much. Bye.